This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas ISD superintendent this morning will hold a press conference about the Dallas County Schools election. About 58% of voters chose to abolish the school bus service provider. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
State Senator Don Huffines led the effort to dismantle Dallas County Schools. Tuesday night, that effort paid off. At an election watch party at Blue Mesa Restaurant off Northwest Highway, the Dallas Republicans celebrated.
This is a victory for Dallas County, for the parents, the students, and the taxpayers of Dallas County to get rid of this unreliable, dangerous, financially corrupt bus agency is a real victory for Dallas County.
The embattled bus agency has come under fire for a host of problems. They include financial mismanagement, a failed stop arm camera program, buses running red lights, and drivers not getting kids to school on time. In response, Huffines and other critics of Dallas County Schools formed a political action committee. And there are several critics of the bus agency, including the superintendent of Dallas ISD and a couple of school board trustees. The bus agency serves about 75,000 students in Dallas ISD and several other districts. After last night's vote, DCS will go through a transition period. In the meantime, Huffines says kids will still be picked up by buses.
I know change is hard, and I'm encouraging everyone that's working for DCS to continue and help with the transition and to remain calm.
The state comptroller will set up a dissolution committee later this month. That group will oversee the next steps. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
In other election news, voters in Dallas approved a $1 billion bond package. A $750 million bond issue passed in the Fort Worth School District, as did a so-called penny swap that raises money for operations without a tax increase. Texas voters also ratified all 7 proposed changes to the state constitution.